In 1980, a group of Pittsburghers rigged the lottery and almost got away with it. The Pennsylvania Lottery. Each night at 6:59 p.m., the state-run Pennsylvania Lottery conducts a live drawing at the studios of WITF in Harrisburg. The broadcast lasts 90 seconds, but preparing for that minute and a half takes much longer.
Our unofficial motto is Be Perfect.
Craig Troop is the state's drawings director. Along with six drawing officials, whose last names are withheld for security reasons, Troop tamper-proofs the lottery. Disarmed. At 5 o'clock, a minimum of six people, two drawing officials, two auditors, and two senior citizen witnesses, gather outside the secure room where the lottery keeps its machines and balls. Like Nerf balls, but with microchips. They're locked in a cabinet only the accounting firm has the combination to. Entrance requires biometric recognition. Cameras record all movement, and no one is ever left alone with the equipment.
Integrity is the heart of our business. Players have to know, without a doubt, that when they play our games, they stand a fair chance.
But Drew Svitko, the lottery's executive director, says security wasn't always like this.
What happened in 1980 could never happen again.
On Thursday, April 24th, 1980, the televised daily number drawing of the Pennsylvania Lottery was rigged. The winning number was 666.
When you watch the drawing in full speed motion, it really didn't look obvious to the eye that there was something wrong with the ping pong balls.
John Schmitz, a reporter with the Pittsburgh Press at the time, says it was sort of an ingenious plot. Nick Perry, then host of the drawing, a state official, a studio technician, and several others were in on the fix. White latex paint was injected into 8 of 10 ping pong balls to keep them from rising to the top. The 4s and 6s were left untouched.
The word got back to Tony Grosso, the biggest numbers boss in Pittsburgh, and Grosso announced that he'd heard the drawing had been fixed and that he wasn't paying off the winners in his numbers game.
The illegal numbers business was huge in Pittsburgh. For a lot of people, buying a chance was as easy as buying a gallon of milk. When the state created the lottery in 1971, number runners started using the state's winning number as their own. But where the lottery paid 500 to 1 if you hit, the illegal game paid 600 to 1.
There was heady competition for the daily number from the illegal numbers racket.
The fix endangered the state lottery's viability. But on April 30th, Secretary of Revenue Howard Cohen declared there was no evidence the game had been rigged. He speculated that organized crime figures were discrediting the lottery to boost their own games.
These guys might have gotten away with it, but they let a lot of people in on the fix beforehand. Any good conspiracy is limited to the smallest circle possible, and these guys did not observe that.
So many people bet on the possible combinations of fours and sixes that a full investigation was mounted. Eventually, a grand jury recommended that six people be charged with conspiracy to fix the lottery, which resulted in the theft of $1.2 million.
Everybody kind of focused on the bizarre nature of the incident, and when it comes down to it, he was stealing from senior citizens. That's kind of low.
Pennsylvania responded by creating the security procedures in use today, making the lottery so trustworthy it's raised $24.7 billion in its 34 years for programs that support older Pennsylvanians. And Executive Director Drew Svitko says it provides another benefit.
The ability to just dream for a minute about what if I won.
The conspirators of the 666 fix learned what so many players already know. Most of the time, you lose. For 90.5, WESA celebrates Inventing Pittsburgh. I'm Margaret J. Krause.
UPMC is proud to support 90.5 WESA celebrates Inventing Pittsburgh. UPMC, life-changing medicine.